I'm going to warn you, if you do these habits for 30 days, you will literally be the most magnetic woman in every single room that you walk into. There will be nothing that you can't have. You will be so lucky, you'll be so blessed, you will be cherished by every single man that you meet, you will easily make friends everywhere you go, and you simply will just get whatever you want. The first habit of extremely magnetic and confident women is that they're very selective about their time. Not only are they picky about who they spend their time with, but they're very picky about what they do with their time. They're not going to waste their time engaging in conversations that are just gossiping about others. They don't waste their time hanging around people who are negative. They don't waste their time doing things that only make their life more difficult. They spend their time doing things that level them up. They spend their time doing things that make them more beautiful, make them more confident, make them more successful. They don't spend their time on doing things that lower their value. I told you this story in another video, but I spent like 6-7 months working with someone, helping them complete certain projects and giving my energy to someone who did not appreciate it, right? And so this took away from my life while they were benefiting from that. Had I been more selective about my time, had I had more firm boundaries, I could have saved myself that. And I could be more successful in my own career and in my own projects if I was more selective with my time. Think about it like you have this beautiful plant in your garden. Let's think about a tomato plant. When you have a tomato plant, tomatoes will grow off of certain vines. But not every vine has tomatoes on it. So if you're a gardener like me, then you know when you're growing plants that give fruits, you have to prune the parts of the tree that don't have fruit on it. So the tomato plant will have a bunch of green leaves everywhere. If those don't have tomatoes growing off of it, cut them off. Because if you allow the tomato plant to just grow and have so many leaves everywhere, those leaves take energy away from the plant, and that's gonna cause you to not be able to get as many tomatoes. So as a high value woman, you want those tomatoes. You want as many tomatoes as you can get, right? So in order to maximize the juiciness of your tomatoes and the quantity of your tomatoes, you have to prune those green leaves that aren't providing anything. They're not doing anything for you. They're just growing because they can grow, and it's your job to cut it out. The second habit of extremely magnetic women is that they find gratitude in everything that they do. So they find things to be grateful for in every little thing that they experience, even the negative parts. Actually, especially the negative parts. So when something bad happens in your life, you're not going to complain. You're going to find something to be grateful for, even if the situation seems to be mostly negative. So in some of my past relationships where I've been with men that are just very low effort, very toxic, not looking to commit, right? And I've allowed myself to get into these relationships that are just not positive, not what I want. Instead of being angry and instead of saying, oh, how dare they waste my time? Like, I wish I would have never dated them because it was such a waste of time. It was so bad. No, instead of complaining, I find something to be grateful for. I say, you know what? It didn't work out. I could have used my time better. I could have done something different with my time, but because I had that experience, now I know exactly the qualities to look out for in a man. Now I know exactly what type of men not to go out with. The third habit of high value women is that they make every single situation work for them. So it's similar to the last habit where you find gratitude in every little thing, even the small things, even the negative things. But this is not just about being grateful. This is more about being able to take any negative situation and turn it into something positive. You can do this for the smallest little things in your day-to-day life. It doesn't have to be like some big life experience, right? Like just today, I put my cup of tea on the counter and then I was moving some stuff around, some plates around, and I knocked the tea over. So the tea spilled all over the counter. Now it's super easy to be like, oh, why does this happen? Why did this tip over? Now I have to clean the counter. But in my mind, because I'm already trained to make every situation work in my favor, even if most people would complain, I find something positive. So in that situation, I'm like, oh great, the counter was dirty and I needed to clean it anyways. I did not even flinch with that thought. So it's gonna take some training for you, right? And obviously like, smaller things are easier than the bigger things that we are more trained to be negative about. But with practice, you're gonna be able to find positive in everything. And it's like the ultimate life hack. Like it's the ultimate cheat code, because then nothing can happen to you that's going to lower your vibe. Nothing can happen to you that's gonna take away your peace or your joy, because you're in control. The fourth habit of women that are extremely magnetic and lucky is that they always keep an open mind. So highly confident women always hear other people's perspectives. They keep their minds open to new information. Just because you have a certain belief doesn't mean that that belief is correct. And high value women understand this, because a lot of the times you came from humble beginnings, right? You've grown throughout your life. And so high value women understand that, okay, in order for me to be able to grow, I have to be able to accept new opinions. I have to be able to change every single day if I need to. I can't be fixed on one opinion or one belief. I have to be able to change my belief if it's going to improve my life, because the most important thing is improving your life and feeling better and having a better experience. And so a high value woman understands that if a belief or a thought or a fact is not serving her reality, she's open to something else, right? And even if it is working, she's always open to something that's going to make it work better. Now, this does not mean that she's just going to take in any advice from anywhere, right? You're still going to have to like think about things and see how they resonate with you. That's why it's really important to activate your intuition as a woman, because that'll help you look through everything around you and identify the things that actually are aligned for you. The reason you want to keep an open mind is because a lot of the times the way the universe communicates to you is through things that you see externally. But if you're really closed off and you just don't want to look at it, you just want to keep the same thoughts and facts and beliefs that you already have, then you're not going to be able to receive the abundance that's supposed to come to you. You're not going to be able to claim the manifestations that you're trying to get right now. Before I met my fiance, I had this belief that if you wanted to meet someone serious, you had to meet them in real life. Like if you met someone on a dating app or you met someone on social media, it's not gonna be a serious relationship, because all men that are on dating apps, they just want something casual. They just want to mess around, right? That was my belief, because I had been on dating apps in the past and those were the men that I was attracting, right? But I knew that I had to keep an open mind, that I couldn't just make a judgment based off of my past experience. So I signed up for the dating app again, and believe it or not, I met my fiance within like the first few days of downloading the app and creating my profile. And then we went on our first date like a few days after we matched and were chatting, and then the rest is history. Like we've been dating ever since and now we're engaged. Like if I had not kept an open mind and I was like, no, I'm looking for someone serious, I'm not gonna download any dating apps, like he could be engaged to somebody else right now and I could be still alone or still dating or trying to meet people in real life and not meeting the person, or maybe we would have met another way, because what's meant to be is meant to be. But the point is, you need to keep an open mind if you want blessings to come to you, especially in business as well. Like I can't even tell you how many times I've had to like keep an open mind in my own business and things and beliefs that I had that were just not working. Like it's a process. It's a process of absorbing information, picking and choosing what you're going to keep, throwing away the rest, applying what you learned,
and then getting the growth from what you've learned, and then going back and getting more information and doing it all over again. It's a journey. It never ends. So you have to stay open to new ideas and new perspectives. The fifth habit of highly magnetic and confident women is that they always build other people up. They never bully other people. They never talk down on other people. They're not the ones on social media leaving rude comments. They're not the ones that you see in the middle of the mall arguing between friends and like yelling and screaming in public. They're not the ones giving passive aggressive remarks to their friends. They're not the ones giving backhanded compliments to people. They're not the ones talking badly and gossiping about other people. People who are successful like to see other people succeed. Now, success doesn't necessarily mean money. It can mean successful in how you look, successful in how you feel, successful in your romantic relationship, successful in your friendships, okay? This can mean anything. Success is measured by each person. And the people that feel successful within themselves only want other people to feel successful within themselves. So they're not gonna be the ones sitting here dragging other people down. So if you find yourself acting in this way, it's probably because you're not fully confident in yourself, and that's something you need to work on.